Hey, Freedom Seeker, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host and business mentor, Lindsay Sutherland, and today we're talking about something that could save you months of wasted effort and thousands of dollars. How to test if your course idea is actually profitable before you spend all the time building it, because here's the thing, creating a course is hard work. You've got to map out the curriculum, record the videos, edit the content, create the workbooks, set up the tech, build the sales page, write the emails. Whew. And that's just the beginning. Then there's the testing and the poking and making it better and all of that jazz. So I've seen people spend 6 months building a course, pouring their heart and soul into it, only to launch it to crickets. No sales, no interest, just a beautiful course that nobody knows about or nobody is interested in. And it can be heartbreaking because that time could have been spent building something people actually want to buy. So today, I'm giving you 3 ways to validate your course idea before you build it. These are tests you can run in days or weeks, not months, to find out if people will actually pay for what you're planning to create. Let's dig in. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Hey, it's Lindsay, and I want to pop in here because I know how overwhelming it can be to get started building an online business. I've even spoken with people who've paid thousands of dollars for help from people who are truly experts in this, and they're still feeling confused about what direction is right for them, or if their idea is even a good one. Listen, you don't have to guess or pray or hope or any of that. There is a way to test the market to ensure your idea is a good one so you can launch with confidence. And that's exactly what I show you in this simple 35-minute video training. I keep it simple because I know you already have so much swirling around in your brain. I'm not here to add more confusion because what you need right now is clarity. And that's what's in store for you in the short training called How to Tell If Your Idea Will Be Profitable. Access the video right now by texting the word FREEDOM to 55444. Stop guessing and start taking strategic action. Text FREEDOM to 55444. All right, back to the show. Okay, so first test is called host a live workshop. The fastest way to test your course idea is to host a live workshop, either virtually or in person. And here's how it works. You're going to want to take notes, I'm sure, if this is on your heart. So grab a pen and paper. Take your course idea and distill it into 3 fundamental concepts. Then invite people to a workshop where you teach those fundamentals. Let me give you a real life example. My client, Heather, runs ChristmasDesignInstitute.com. It's a school that teaches people how to become luxury Christmas decorators. She could have tested this idea before she launched with hosting a workshop called 3 Fundamentals of Luxury Christmas Design, or How to Start Your Christmas Decorating Business in 3 Steps. Something really clear and simple. And you have a couple options here, by the way. So option one is a free 1-day workshop, you know, or even a 60 to 90 minute workshop. Teach your 3 fundamentals, deliver value, engage interest. It doesn't have to be overcomplicated or really intense. Option 2 could be a multi-day experience. It could be paid even. You can host a 3 to 5 day workshop that goes deeper. Charge, you know, I've seen anywhere between $27 to $300. The benefit is paid attendees are more likely to buy your full course than free registrants. But again, like I said, I have seen people do 3 to 5 day launches for free as well. So it depends on how deep you want to go and how much value you're offering people in that experience. But ultimately, the goal is to say, okay, I'm going to do a 1-day workshop or 3-day. Now, if you have really got clarity about what you're doing, and you have time to commit to the 3 to 5 day workshop, that's probably the better way to go because they'll get to spend more time with you. But if you are wanting to just kind of get some clarity on your idea or you have a general framework, start with the smaller workshop. Here's what you're testing. You're asking yourself, you're looking at the numbers, how many people registered? If you market it well and only 5 people sign up, that's a data point about demand. And speaking of demand, you definitely want to know your demand angles. You want to know the way to write copy that is compelling. So that is an important position there to consider. So how many will show up? So say you get 50 people that register, but only 10 show up. You have either an engagement problem or you were not clear. One thing I might suggest is if you do offer this, make the replay a limited time replay or don't make a replay. That often helps people to show up because I think in today's day and age, most people take workshops expecting there to be a replay. So you really do want people to show up live. More people will engage. And in this case, you're trying to get feedback from them. So them being there is really important. And most importantly, the follow-up. That though is the crux of the whole thing. After the workshop, reach out to everybody. Hey, what did you think? Would you be interested in a full course? What would you want included? What would you be willing to invest? This is a great way to create a pool of people that you can start talking to really, really vet your idea, get clarity, and build a strong course product from the beginning. These conversations are a goldmine, and they tell you exactly what people want and whether your idea even has legs. So at the end of the workshop, mention, if you loved this and want to go deeper, I'm creating a full course. Would you be interested? And if people engage and are excited, like, when can I buy or what is it about? Tell me more. You validated your idea. That's when you know it's go time. Build it. But if they seem lukewarm or they don't respond to your follow-ups, you might want to adjust it before investing months into the build or even say, hey, be honest with me. Is there something along this idea that piqued your interest, but maybe a course on a specific thing would be better? You know, one of the things I have found is that sometimes what we think people struggle with is not actually what they're struggling with. That might have been our struggle when we got started, but they're on a different, you know, bunny trail, so to speak. And you can certainly solve their problem when you become aware of what problem they have. All right, test number two. Run ads to a pre-launch page. So maybe you don't have an email list yet, or maybe you want to test with cold traffic to see if strangers will actually pay. That's where running ads to a pre-launch page comes in. You can create a simple landing page that says, I'm creating a course on the topic for, you know, whatever it is you're doing, like, for, you know, for a specific type of person who wants a specific outcome. Remember, by the way, yesterday our episode went a little deeper on how to make a profitable course. And so if you're curious, you can go check that out. It goes a little deeper into what I'm talking about right now. And then you invite them to join a wait list and be the first to know when the launch comes out or to get early bird pricing, something like that. Maybe they could sign up as a beta. Then run Facebook or Google ads to that page to see if people sign up. And you don't even need to just see if people sign up. You can also learn a lot just by looking at the analytics of the ad performance. But here's what you're testing. Does the message resonate? Are people clicking? Does the offer sound appealing? Are they signing up? Is there enough interest to make this worth building? A good benchmark is if you're getting a waitlist signups for under $5 to $10 each, that's a signal that there's interest. And by the $5 to $10, we're talking about your cost. If it's costing you $50 a sign up, well, there's a red flag. And honestly, I wouldn't even spend that much money on it. I would only invest like maybe $25 just to do a test. So either your messaging is off or the market isn't interested, but either way, you have more work to do. The other benefit of this, by the way, is that you're building your audience before launch. When you create the course, you've got a warm list of people who already said that they're interested, or if you want to run a beta, maybe you want to put somebody through the program and get their feedback. So that would be a great pool of people who are genuinely interested in what you do. And when you launch, email that wait list. If 10 to 20% convert to buyers, then you're doing good. Now, ultimately, even though this method costs a little bit of money up front, it is cheaper than spending months building something that nobody wants. And it's a little bit less time consuming than launching a live workshop like we talked about in test number one. Okay, and test number three is more for people who already know that there's interest. So for example, with our recent client I mentioned, the hypnotherapist, she already knows that people are interested. She has a client base and people ask her questions about, you know, becoming certified or what is it like to do what you do, things of that nature. So if you already are providing a service and now you have people asking you, how did you get started? You definitely have the legs, the idea is viable. The question then becomes, how do you differentiate yourself in the marketplace? So this is where you want to do a little market research. Number one, I would spend some time looking at your competition, see what they have, what's out there, and decide how to position yourself differently. What makes the way you teach unique? What makes you unique? What problems have you solved that other people are not talking about? There's a few ideas there to help get you started. Now, if you want to take this deeper, because this is something you've been thinking about for a little while now, maybe you've already got an idea and you're really seriously thinking of launching this for 2026. Now's a great time, especially as we move into what is most people's slow season. And as we prep for next year, to really think about this in detail. And on Wednesday, the 22nd, next Wednesday, I'm launching a free workshop for you. It's called Clarity on Your Course, and we're going to walk you through how to position your course to stand out in a crowded market, the exact elements that you need to have a profitable course in this crowded market, and how to validate your idea before wasting time. I mean, we talked a little bit about this today, but one of the key things that we didn't touch on is how to create specific demand angles and test those. And I'll go deeper into that in the training. You can register right now at bizinaboxsolutions.com/courses. If you are serious about launching a course, this will save you months of trial and error. And it's a great way for you to get a chance to talk to me. I'm going to be working with people one-on-one throughout this workshop. At the end, we're going to have a live Q&A. So if you have like a specific question that you want help with, that's a good time to stick around and ask. So like I said, you could register over at bizinaboxsolutions.com/courses. I would love to see you launch your course next year and for it to launch super successfully. So I hope that you're able to join me next Wednesday. And as far as the podcast goes, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, bye for now.